Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, into. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Start right, good line, good view. Andrew, shooter McGavin, two thumbs that's up high and two fingers.
Kristen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little bit of an intro. We'll put you right on the spot here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, a little bit about myself. So I'm currently from Burlington, Ontario. I started my golf apparel business for women. It's called Four Chicks. It's going to be 2 years as of April 2nd that I've been in business. I guess just a little bit about like my golf history. I am a pandemic golfer. I will happily admit that. I started in 2020 and I just kind of got like addicted to the game right away. Just a bit of the history of why I started my business, I guess, is when I started golfing, and a lot of my girlfriends started to golf as well. Like, we just would go shopping together and could not find clothing that we liked. We found a lot of the big brands had very kind of dull or boring apparel. We'd go look at the men's side, and you guys have all these fun, bright, loud shirts and polos, and we were just like, we also want that. Mm-hmm. So I've always had a creative element to myself. So I feel like tapping into this, I guess, side hustle, it really complements a lot of my skills that I feel like I don't get to highlight in my day-to-day life. So like, I design everything myself.
Oh, nice.
Which is really fun.
Kristen, do you have a design background at all?
I do not. So I've just always been such a creative person. I feel like since I was young, like my parents probably have photos of me somewhere, which maybe we could dig up and you can show if you want. But just as a kid, I'd literally take like towels and blankets and I'd just create these like crazy, creative, fun designs and outfits with them. Mm-hmm. So my parents always like joke being like, oh, you should be a fashion designer when you get older. But obviously that's not super realistic, I felt like, growing up. And now I'm kind of doing it, I guess.
Yeah, on a lower scale, for sure. Not so much like designer clothes, but definitely designing fashion, that's for sure.
I love like those upcycling like pages. Like, I'll be like kind of scrolling through Instagram, you'll see it pop up and it'll just be like somebody who's like meshed two sweaters together and they'll like kind of like cut them out and like fit them all in. And our friend Van Nalen, where are we here? Where's the camera? I don't have it behind me in screen, but he, like, we got like a polo Ralph Lauren cover on the shelf there. So he like took he takes like an old, like Ralph Lauren sweater or whatever the piece is that he's kind of working on. And he makes a custom head cover out of it. It's awesome. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I get fascinated with those though. You can get yourself into like some rabbit holes kind of checking out those things, right?
I just want to quickly go back to when you said, you'd go to the store and you kind of didn't see those funky designs and those cool designs looking for women's clothes. And I can't personally relate, but I know my wife's kind of trying to get into the game now. And that's the first thing she does is she's like, oh, I want a good outfit to go play golf. So I can kind of sort of relate because that's her first thought. So I can imagine it's a problem for a lot of women.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like, I feel like golf too, as a female entering the sport, like it's kind of an intimidating sport a little bit because just historically, obviously it's very male dominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've just heard from so many people, like if I'm in an outfit that I feel like confident in and I feel good in and I'm comfortable in it, like I feel like I play so much better because it just kind of builds up your confidence, just knowing that you, I guess, are looking the golfer part and you're still able to express your style.
Yeah, no, there. I agree too. I think it's half, I mean, I go golfing and have fun, but I love dressing up and looking good or trying to look good or what I think looks good, I guess. But I think that's just as fun as going and playing, is getting all dressed up and looking good. And that's, I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I think
I don't know if this is out of your element here, talking about dressing up and looking good, feeling good, but
I'll tell anyone that I love doing that. I work construction now, so I don't get to dress up too often. So whenever I get a wedding or anything, I get all dolled up. Not afraid to admit it.
No, I know Bryce likes to kind of like coordinate the colors and stuff like that. I'm a bit different. Like, we have very different golf styles, I think, Bryce and I. Like, I think my style, like off the course, is I don't know, a bit more like I'm into fashion, definitely like into fashion. I don't know why I'm kind of getting into fashion as I get a little bit older, but definitely. And like wearing just like different pieces that maybe don't make sense to some people on the golf course or whatever it might be. And I love like the space that we're in now that we can, that you can do that. Like you said, you get to kind of like, you know, you get to sort of embrace different styles and kind of be yourself and wear whatever you want, right? Which is kind of nice. And the golf space is kind of in that. And it's not the first time that we've had the conversation with, you know, a female golfer that struggled with that. It's definitely not. My sister struggled with that. Like it's not easy. And it isn't an like intimidating sport. And I know that that's one thing that she said, like right off the hop. And it can be, you know, even more intimidating if you're not like feeling super comfortable too. Right. So, was there like, did you go play like a round of golf or something like that? And you had kind of, you know, maybe like worn whatever you had on or whatever it was. Did you like, was there like an experience where you might have felt like it wasn't really you out on the golf course that made you want to go with your girlfriend, go pick something up? And then did you kind of struggle there? Like, can you bring us through like the process of how that happened for you?
For sure. So when I first started golfing, I've always like wanted to start golf, but I feel like before the pandemic, my life was just so crazy busy and I just never took the time to learn the sport. But then once the pandemic hit, I did take the time, but I was kind of trying to do it on the cheap end just at the beginning to make sure that I liked it. So I think I went to Winners to find my first couple of polos.
Love and, like, Winners.
Golf pants. And it was a good deal, but I do remember like wearing them on the golf course and just didn't feel like me. It just, I felt like the material was just an awkward material. It didn't like move nicely, like with the swing and everything. So we'd try and go shopping at other stores, like some of the big box stores like Golf Town or Sport Check. And I think we tried Sport Check first, and the women's section, like, I do not lie, like it was literally, I had to ask where it was because you couldn't find it. It was literally just like this tiny little rack in the corner, and it had like four items on it. And I was like, so this is it? That's the entire women's section for this ginormous store? And they're like, yeah, men's section's over there, of course. And it had like a billion flipping polos. I was like, are you kidding me? So then we go to Golf Town, and it's just kind of the same thing. We found a lot of like the way that the clothing fits. It was a lot like longer in length for the shorts or the skirts. I'm not trying to dress where like my butt's hanging out or anything, but it was just kind of like designed for like the older retired woman we found. And just even the polos, the way that they fit too, they're just very baggy, not form fitting. So yeah, we just couldn't find anything that we liked. We also found a lot of floral prints. It seems like all the big brand names want, like, think women want floral all over for their golf outfits, which is nice every once in a while, but we definitely want more than that. And the bottoms too. This is one thing, if you ever purchase any bottoms from me, you'll find tons of pockets in them. Because again, I find the big brands forget that us women also need pockets in our pants and our skirts when we're golfing. Like, we have golf tees, golf balls, we've got all this stuff that we have to carry on ourselves too. So that's kind of what shifted my mindset, I guess, into like, maybe I can design something that actually works because I golf and I know what we kind of need. So
I'm thinking, I'm a huge Office fan. I'm thinking this one time where Michael wears like a woman's suit and it doesn't have pockets in the pants.
Yeah.
I was like, I was just like, why doesn't it have pockets? I don't understand. Like, why it wouldn't have pockets regardless of like, maybe you don't need your like wallet pocket, I guess, but like, it just doesn't have pockets at all. And I thought to myself, I was like, yeah. So when you're kind of relating that to golf, like to golf gear, you're like, okay, yeah, I got my ball mark or my tee, like,
you don't need them.
Like
you do.
How do you not have pockets, right?
Luckily I have long hair. So before I could find like pants with pockets or a skirt with a pocket, like I'd throw like tees in my ponytail or something like that. Or just like your golf glove. And like, there'd be times where I'm taking my golf glove off and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll just have to throw it on the ground while I like putt because there's nowhere else to put it.
Or like, with all due respect, the people designing a lot of the stuff are probably not really thinking about the female golfers, right? They're probably, oh, for sure, like, you know.
I think that's a big thing. I think that's why those designs were made that way, like not in a rude way, but I feel like it's probably like a guy designing some of this stuff for
I don't know, it's kind it's kind of rude, like it's kind of like there could be
probably
more
true, though.
There could be more input from females to be able to like to make it more, I don't know. I even find stuff like that I'll put on. It just doesn't, like, I'm a bigger guy. I'm like a couple hundred pounds. Like I'm like used to being into like weightlifting and like some of the stuff's just like built for Bryce. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's a tall, like thin guy. And it like, so then I'm like searching for different things. And then I end up finding something like that is not golf related, but I think is really cool. So I wear that anyway. So it's, you get to kind of be an individual in that sense, but with it, I would like, it has to be functional. Like it has to be functional on the golf course, right? Like regardless if it's for men or women, right? So was that when you kind of started the process, Kristen, to start designing something, how did you start? Like, did you get feedback like from some of your girlfriends that you were golfing with and stuff and then started to look into it? Like, was there?
Yeah. So I guess like the feedback was that like Golf Town as well, or just like any big store, like apparel is very expensive. Like you'll go in and you're spending like $100, usually over $100 after tax for just like one item. So that was a complaint for like more younger female golfers where we're just maybe getting established in our careers. So it's like, we don't want to be spending that much money on a polo as we're kind of just getting into a sport. And then as I kind of mentioned before, you see the men's side, you guys have such fun designs. And I know a lot of women were like, we want to express ourselves with like fun, obnoxious shirts too, but like, we're just getting all this really girly floral stuff. So yeah, I kind of, and the functionality, I guess, of it all too. So like when I got into it, I just really wanted to make sure that I could create like comfortable clothing that like moves well while you're swinging and throw it around. I really wanted to make it functional. So having all the pockets and whatnot, and like affordable as well. So that was like my main goal. So it was actually funny. This whole idea started, my boyfriend and I were on vacation. We were at a brewery and we saw like these fun design koozies as we were having a beer, like up on the shelf. And I was like, there's this one that was kind of like fun Hawaiian themed. And I was like, that would be such a cool women's polo. Like I'd wear something that loud and obnoxious on the golf course. And I know other people would too, from who I've talked to. So we just started talking and really like exploring that there is a huge gap in the women's like golf fashion industry. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to keep kind of researching, see how you'd even start your own fashion business. How did I even get it manufactured? Like all this stuff. And I probably took like a solid month of just full research, found some manufacturers, and I ended up just ordering samples just to test out the quality. And after like a few trial runs, there were some pretty bad samples that I received, but then I ended up narrowing it down and I've found a few manufacturers that I'm really happy with.
So that process for you, Kristen, like when you're designing something, like, I love that idea that you'll like see something, you'll take inspiration from something and then kind of like build it however that designing process works for you. And then you'll put it together yourself, you'll send it over to a designer and kind of work with them one-on-one?
Yeah. So it started out with me fully just like pad and paper, friggin' Crayola pencil crayons, just drawing out colors and everything. And then I'd send them a photo and then they like brought it to life more like a graphic design kind of way, and they'd send it to me. I'd approve it. I've now upgraded a bit. I'm not super like technologically smart, I guess, but I've gone through it now, I've kind of learned how to use some applications to do more of like a online graphic design. So, but
do you still have that sketchbook? Do you still have the sketchbook? Yeah,
I think I do. I think I have it right here. Just give me one second.
Yeah, I think we got to have a look at it, or I'll grab it for you and we'll kind of drop some photos in over top, because I feel like that would be so cool to look at. It's like all those things. Like I look back, Bryce, and like I have a notebook from like our first few episodes, and like sometimes I kind of open it up.
Crap ton of notes, probably.
Yeah, and just like looking at some of the things, like even just some of the conversations and stuff, and some of the guests that we've talked to and stuff. It's really cool to kind of go back and and check some of that stuff out.
Well, I have something similar to all the head covers that I've had done for me. They all go on paper. They don't look great, but the idea is there, right? And that's, I think, Kristen, that's kind of what you started.
Oh, for sure.
You had the idea on paper and someone kind of brought it to life.
Oh God, there's some like really bad ones in here.
I love that. Like our friend.
Those are the cool ones,
though. They are the cool ones. They definitely are. Our friend, his name's Cousin Clubs on Instagram. So if you're into like the best like divot repair tools that you can get pretty much in the market, like he does like complete handmade ones and he sketches them all out and sends you that sketch with the tool that you get. It's really, really impressive. But can we see a couple?
Okay. So this is like my first design. I don't know if you can see it.
That's so good.
That's
it's got like little elephants on it.
That is insanely better than anything I could even think of.
Okay, so. To be fair, to get the polo shape, I like put the piece of paper up onto my computer to like trace it out.
I wouldn't have even thought of that. So yeah. You got one up on me there.
That's a great idea.
Another polo. Still got like two left. If you guys want any, get some for your wife.
That's so $2. Cool. That's so great.
I thought this was so fun. So it was supposed to be like a pineapple design.
Yep. That's pretty damn good. That's
you have that one on the website. Terrible, don't you? But like, pineapple one?
They made it a lot better. Okay, funny story about this pineapple polo. So apparently there's a meaning for an upside down pineapple.
Yeah.
I was aware of that.
Yeah.
I was not when I designed this polo. So as you can kind of tell, some of the pineapples are upside down.
Hey.
We just went on a cruise and it's some cruises it's very prominent on cruises and I thought about that.
I had no idea until like I was so proud my first season. I'm like rocking this pineapple polo out on the golf course and of course there's like a group of like guys all ahead of us, behind us, and they start chatting my friends and I up and he's like, "So, you're a swinger." I was like, "What?" He's like, "Upside down pineapple?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "Please explain." He's like, "Upside down pineapple means you're a swinger." I was like, "Oh my gosh, no. I've like sold this polo to like so many people. Like, and they probably don't know what the meaning is, but
there's a lot of people that don't know. I don't know if it's something to like be concerned about though."
Well, no. I think it's kind of funny, but I was like, "Oh my gosh, of course."
No, it's light. It's definitely funny and it's, I don't know, it's super inclusive, whatever. Whatever it is, right? So,
I mean, still, I think if you had like 10 people in front of you, I bet you two or three of them would know. Like,
you know what?
Would relate that, I guess.
Kristen, you're a saleswoman, and you might have sold some upside down pineapple polos because of that, right?
I've thought about that regularly. Yeah. I'm like, maybe some of those sales were too.
You never know. Sales. And hey, it's that's okay. Sales is sale, and if they like it, if they like the quality, that's great. If they like the design, that's awesome. So that's pretty funny.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
No, that is pretty funny, though. That's pretty good.
It was just good because I had no idea. And then someone just is like, "Oh, upside down pineapple." I was like, huh?
I can like picture this cringy like guy on the golf course too. Yeah.
That's a tough thing to say.
And he's just like, okay.
I'm not trying to make this like a woman versus men on the golf course thing, but like it is funny being a female golfer out there sometimes. Some of the stuff guys say to you, it's just
it's okay. We're okay with it. Can you give us a couple experiences or even just one?
Oh, I just feel like so first of all, I find that people really love to give you advice when you're out there.
Yeah.
And sorry, this is probably a little like derogatory, but just the one time the guy was giving me like advice on how to hit it on like an uphill stance, if you're like with an uphill lie, and he's like, "You just gotta spread your legs, sweetie, spread them." And I'm like, "What?" Just the way that he said it, I was like, "Okay, I know exactly what you're saying here."
I'm trying to think of I saw it like recently. It was, I can't remember her last name right now. It's escaping me. I'm pretty sure it's Georgia. What is her last name? And somebody had posted like, so she's like a golf instructor. Like she's a super high end like player. Like she's a professional golfer. And there's just some guy and she's like working on a swing thought at the moment. Like I think she's working on like a bit of a draw or like a low draw or something like that.
Oh, and that went viral recently.
Yeah. and like some guy is like giving her input, and I'm like, there's no, I don't know who the guy is, but there's no way the guy's better than her. Like, there's this unsolicited advice just doesn't work here. Like, her swing is like perfect. Like, it's absolutely a beautiful golf swing. And she even like took a moment, she handled it super well. And she was like, I'm just working on like a swing thought or something right now. And he still jumped in. And yeah, I don't know. It's
funny. Sorry. I just find it funny. Cause like, I feel like it's almost like, would you say that to me if we were not on a golf course like that way? Would you speak to me that way if we were like not in this kind of situation? I just feel like there's certain lines that are crossed sometimes when you're out there. Well, I don't get offended easily, but I know some of my friends get a little like uncomfortable, and it's just shake your head sometimes.
Too, like, we have to remember too, like, Bryce has still got some Canadian blood in him there. So like, the best golfer in Canadian history is a female, right? Like, so it's we're very, very lucky too. Like, we got Brooke Henderson in her prime. She's already the best golfer in Canadian history. And I'm like a massive Mike Weir fan. Like, he's won the Masters. Like, I get that, but she's got a couple majors. She's up to 11 wins or something now too, which is pretty wild. Yeah. So I think it's just, I don't know. It's just a world where I've been lucky enough to like golf regularly with females, that it's just, you kind of get that feedback and you get that idea that's like, it's just not really in, like, there's no interest there. It's so, and there's always like that whole, like the whole cart girl thing, you know, there's like, it's just,
I feel like I've gotten that before too. Yeah. It's like, you should be the cart girl. It's like, no, I'm here to play with you as well. Thank you.
Yeah. And like, it's, we're just like, I don't know. We're just trying to play some golf, right? Like, it's just, I like playing. Like, when I get out with my sister and stuff like that, and like, she like loves the game. She hasn't been out too much recently, but it's, you know, she's just so intimidated by everything too, that it's I don't know. It's kind of an unfortunate world, but hopefully, an unfortunate part of our game, I think, that we, that we get into a lot. But, and I think too, having like, sharing the story of like female golf apparel is obviously lacking, right? And it's kind of cool to see, like, I know, like, Mike Weir, like, his wife is like, they do for all golf and stuff, and and there's so many like different like, we have friends over at Full Wedge, and they're starting to do some work with female golf, and like, well, they've been doing it for a bit, they have some really good nice stuff there too, so it's nice to see that it's kind of being touched on a little bit too, right? So hopefully capturing a few more markets, maybe not the wide variety that you're going after, Kristen, but you know, they're catching up with some, right? But so can you tell us a little bit about like what's in your lineup, like what kind of products and stuff do you have going on right now?
So right now, if you go on our website, it's pretty easy, it's www.4chicks, like f-o-r-e.com.
Love that. Again, that'll be in the show notes for anybody in the episode listening right now. If you kind of want to go down and click it, the link's directly below in the show notes. Sorry, Chris.
So just like right now, again, I kind of told you, I started off very, very small with my first launch. It was 3 polos and 2 skorts. But now like, I've expanded into doing shorts, dresses. We have a lot more polo designs up on the website now, and more to come. Probably it'll be end of April, because I've got a photo shoot planned for end of March. Joggers as well, which I love how the industry is changing with apparel and allowing it to be a bit more relaxed. Because we've got some really like comfortable joggers that have probably been our best seller. People love them. And then, yeah, some sweaters as well. I'm wearing one. It's our sky blue crew neck. But yeah,
I was going to say that's definitely my favorite one. It's just got like the nice, like subtle, like embroidery. I like that a lot. Like,
the blue on blue.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know people are always like you want to have your logo like in everyone's face. So maybe I'm not doing business right, but I kind of like the subtle logo on some items. Like,
there's a lot of people that like the clean, like murdered out in quotations, like style. Like, I know, kind of like you, I'm pretty out there with my stuff. Like, I'll wear something obnoxious and bright and kind of logos everywhere, but there's a lot of simplistic people that just like their base color with just like a little mild logo. So I think you're definitely touching a pretty big audience there, even though you may not think it. There's a lot of people out there that like that simplistic look for sure.
I like it on a sweater at least. Like, I don't want some big, I don't know, in your face kind of logo, but But yeah, no, I'm trying to expand. So obviously, like, the golfer that does maybe want to be a bit loud and obnoxious, but I'm trying to bring in some pieces as well for the more, like, simplistic golfer that maybe doesn't want to be the center of attention when they walk in on the golf course. But that just takes time because I am funding this business all on my own. So I'm trying to be very wise with how much I'm investing all at once.
Any other ideas to go into different pieces like quarter zips or any other styles, or is that just kind of on pause for now?
Yeah, no, I did do a really nice fleece line quarter zip sweater, which was a big hit. So I might try and do something similar again, just different color print for the fall. I usually try and bring out my long sleeve pieces closer to fall time. But yeah, I'm looking into doing more joggers as well. Like, I've expanded from my first time trying the joggers. I did 31 inch length for like us tall girls, because I'm a tall girl, and they're such a hit that other people were like, hey, you need it in like a regular length as well for regular size people, not tall people like yourself. So we finally are now offering like the standard length in our joggers as well. So yeah, I'm trying to open up the market to all women of all shapes and sizes. But again, it's just going to be a slow progression to that.
Nice.
I think my favorite piece might be the olive green sweater. I like that one. Like, I love green. Yeah. Like, I like that color. It's like that quarter zip with like the, like, I like the cuffs. I like the cuff around the waist. I like the cuff around the neck. That's a pretty nice. And then like the split in the back. I like that. It looks like it'd be comfortable to golf in. Do you have like a favorite piece that you've kind of created or you've made in your lineup that you like, Kristen, that is kind of like your go-to?
There's a lot. I feel like every single time that I launch something, there's like a new favorite that I really like to go to. Olive golf sweater is just a classic piece for me, because it's really easy to wear on the golf course and off the golf course. So that's something that I try to do with like my fall stuff, is I want it to be versatile since our fall season is usually pretty short. That one's a classic because it is fleece lined, so it's like perfect for winter. Out of my new lineup, I don't know if you saw it on my Instagram because it's not on the website yet. I created a cheeseburger polo.
I saw that. I think you were wearing that one at the Niagara show, right?
Yeah, I was wearing it at the Niagara show because I was like, hey, I have to wear this for people to want to buy it, because I feel like just it on the hanger, it doesn't sell as well. I almost didn't even put it in the lineup because I was showing my boyfriend the designs. He's like, I don't know if girls are going to go for like a cheeseburger polo. I was like, but I'm a girl and like, I want a cheeseburger polo. So
yeah.
So we'll see. And it was such a hit. Like, so many people bought that polo that day that I was wearing it at the Niagara Golf Show. Like,
oh, you had some with you at the show? Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Like, I sold, I don't know. I sold quite a bit of those that day. Even like one lady, she was just there as a vendor. She's like, I don't even golf. I'm just here as a vendor. But I do work at a burger place. I'm going to buy this polo so then I can like serve people burgers in a burger polo. I was like, giver.
That's genius.
Like, all for it. It's moisture wicking, so if you're hot and sweaty flipping those bergs,
like, multi-purpose marketing. That's great. It's perfect. And like, do you have any like ambitions to kind of get into, like, we talk with so many brands that are like into golf but like streetwear as well, like, or do you kind of like, I know you said you're sort of starting small, it is funded by yourself, are you trying to keep it like just in the golf space right now?
Yeah, like, I think I'm focusing on the golf space. Like I said before, my fall stuff, I kind of do make it a bit more streetwear. Like those joggers, for example,
right?
I wear those all the time on and off the golf course. They're such a versatile piece that like I just wear them like running errands or for travel, like all that stuff. So yeah, I think more so the fall pieces is where I'm leaning towards designing more streetwear compared to the summer stuff.
Love that.
As of right now.
Do you, like you mentioned that you're like, you like to design them, like you have a bit of a, you don't have like necessarily a design background, but you like fashion and you've always kind of been into that. Is there like a brand that you, if you could like collab with any brand, doesn't have to be a golf brand, is there anyone that you would love to just like work towards having a collab one day? It could be like Louis Vuitton, could be anything.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot here. I've never really thought about that.
That's a good question then. That's a really good question.
It's something to think about. Like just my collab with 36 a day, for example, like I do really like trying to collaborate with other smaller businesses because I think it's really cool for us to work together and try and build each other up, like while we're at kind of the same level of business.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, bigger brands. I haven't thought about.
I got one that might be a little easier. I'm still going to put you on the spot, but who would you want to see in your apparel? Anyone?
Well, obviously golf related. I think it'd be super sick if Brooke Henderson, if I could get her to like rock a polo at a LPGA event or something. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, she's a big jogger wearer. She wears a lot of jogging, doesn't she? Yeah.
I should try and figure out how to connect with her just to see.
Yeah, just find her address.
Just ship her Brittany something, and maybe it'll end up there one day. We've got a good friend here, Lauren Zaretsky. So she was the, I think 2022 Canadian women amateur champion, and she's at Texas A&M, I believe, right now. Hopefully, I didn't say that wrong. Hopefully, it's not Texas Tech, and I got it wrong.
That could be tough.
I'm so sorry, Lauren, if you're listening to this one. But man, so she played in the CP Women's Open last year and got a hole in one in her first round. It's just wild.
Amazing.
I think she shot like 3 under or something. So there's so many like good golfers, good young golfers in Canada. It's a good time right now. Yeah, I definitely think you could get it out there for sure. The burger one too. Like, I feel like there's a lot of good personalities and like, why not?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I wanted to move the camera.
I don't know if my stuff is too aggressive or obnoxious for the LPGA, but.
No. It'll be all right. I think everybody's, I don't know. It's just kind of how golf's going now. Everybody's like an individual. They can kind of show their, show their interests. It doesn't hurt to have some like character and be able to do for that. Sure. But anybody watching us, if you're watching us on YouTube, this is Mike Johnny's hat here from 36 a day, the bucket hat. It's pretty cool. So, you guys did like a hat collab, I think, right?
Yes. So nice. We did two hats and visors. So we are doing like a ponytail hat so you can wear your hair up in a high ponytail. So right now, it's kind of a test. It's kind of like a pilot project almost to get some hats out there. And we're looking for feedback from ladies to see like what works, what doesn't work. And our plan is to hopefully later this fall or for sure by next golf season to have like a customized hat that we've fully designed from like scratch.
Oh, cool.
We're working on that.
Do you find it hard, Kristen? Like, like obviously you're a working professional as well. And then, you know, you're probably have all these ideas that kind of come in and out. Do you find it hard to be able to like just capture them all, put them down like literally on paper and, you know, sort of make those ideas come through? Do you have to sort of sift through them and sometimes give up some good ideas just because the capacity is just not there?
Yeah, no, I find, I have like a little notes thing in my iPhone, like a notes app where when ideas kind of come to me, I jot them down. There are definitely ideas that I have to kind of overlook or pass over, mostly when it comes to social media content, because I find I have all these fun ideas for social media content, but just trying to find the actual time to shoot some of those ideas is hard. So.
Well, you probably got some good content at Cabot St. Lucia. That place I heard is wicked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was amazing. That I think I've peaked with my golfing experience. I don't know if I'll ever play a course that's like more beautiful than that.
Yeah,
I heard it's sad to say.
Well, there's an episode coming out next week with Drew Harvey of Beyond the Contour, and he's going to list the top 100 in Canada, or so we go over them. So it's a good opportunity to plug that one for next week. Speaking of golf courses, you're in Burlington. Before we let you go, Kristen, have you played out at Coketown yet?
I have not.
No?
Okay. Which is crazy because it's so close.
You got to go see Barry.
Amazing things.
Yeah, he's only got to be like probably 20 minutes away or something like that.
Yeah, it's not that far. I definitely need to get out there.
Yeah, you got to go see Barry. Barry's awesome. And he just is kind of doing it right for public golf. He's doing a lot of really good things for public golf. So you got to go over and check that place out. I'll be there a few times. If I, Whenever I go, I'll send you, I'll try and remember to send you a message and we'll try and get out there and play. Cause I like to try and get out there a few times a year if I can. It's a couple hours or so, but it's definitely worth the drive, and it'd be so close for you. And it's such a nice course too. I don't know.
I mean, it's a private track condition all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's in great, great shape. Are
I'm
you
not like an amazing golfer, but.
Oh no, neither am I.
You wouldn't judge me. Okay.
No, no. Like we say all the time, we can shoot 73 or 88, or Bryce can shoot a 66, 92.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. So there's variance in anybody's game.
This is a judgment-free zone for sure.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. No,
yeah, we don't care.
That's good. No, I just always feel like because I run my own golf apparel business, like I feel like I have to be a good golfer. And sometimes that gets in my head when I'm golfing with people that just know me through my business. And it's like, I'm not that good, but I'm not terrible. Like, I just always find every hole. It's just probably everyone. I always do so, like, some really amazing shots. And then there's just always that one thing that, like, ruins it all for me.
Yeah, you just explained my golf game.
Yeah. I think, too, like, especially if you're, like, kind of newer into the game and stuff, you... Yeah, a lot of my friends have this thought that are like newer golfers that other people are like watching them play and like watching their, like, I have no idea. I would have no idea what any of my friends shot. Like, I would have no idea by the end of the day. I think the only thing is if you like are out there having a good time, you don't really, you know, get too bent out of shape about your shots. If you like miss hit something, just grab the club and go hit it. Just play fast, like play, like keep pace. And that's all. I think that's all people really. I'd have no idea what Bryce shot of him and I when I would play together. Like, I would know if Bryce was having like a good day or something, but I wouldn't know what his score was. I wouldn't if he shot, you know, 70 or 90 or whatever it is. Like, I'm sure I could kind of piece it together, but I don't think it's to worry about. I think if you're out there having a good time, that's I don't know what people are really looking for. Well,
yeah, I played the other day with my buddy and he was getting so mad and I'm like, How many times did you practice this week? He goes, none. I go, then stop getting mad. Like, you're just out here to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's just, that's my philosophy. Like, if I want to get mad at shots, I got to go practice 4 days a week and actually care enough to get mad, if that makes sense. Like, I just, you're out there having fun, whether you're shooting 120 or you're shooting 60. Like, it's just go do what you want and hit the ball and have fun.
For sure.
And keep up speed. We're big on that. This podcast is an anti-slow podcast.
I know.
I know Max all for that.
I think
that drives me nuts too a little bit sometimes when people are not keeping up with the pace of play.
Well, because I think that's where the game can like kind of become less enjoyable, right? Like if like say you're not playing well and you're like waiting on a tee block for somebody, and you're just like, I've done that a couple times where I've been like, our 13th tee block is kind of close to the parking lot. I was just like, oh well, I'm not breaking any records today, and I just kind of walk over to the parking lot.
That's what happened to me when I showed 66. I was 3 under through nine, and we were waiting on every tee deck probably 10 minutes, and I was with my brother-in-law. He's like, let's go. Like, this is brutal. I was like, man, I can't. Like, I'm on pace for like my lowest round ever. Like, I just got to battle this out.
Sometimes too, like, I think, like, I've witnessed it personally where people are playing from tee boxes that don't really suit their skill level. Mm-hmm. So then that slows down the round.
It's a huge problem in the amateur game.
I'm like, it's okay. Just like go up a tee box.
Yeah,
like if you're not clearing the front tee box and like, you probably shouldn't be hitting the furthest.
Where my course is out at Port Hope. Again, if you're ever out this way, it's beautiful. It's not Cabin St. Lucia, but it's right on Lake Ontario. Yeah. So it's one of the more beautiful courses that you can kind of play in the area here. It's so nice. And if you're ever out this way, send me a message. We'll go play.
Yeah,
but it's right on the water, which is really cool. And it's not super long. So I think it's only 6,600 yards or something. So everybody automatically goes back to the tee. But like it's like got teeth in other ways, right? Like the greens are super tough. Like it's not like it's hard to hit shots in. You have some blind shots. It's like we had a pro event there where a lot of these guys will shoot like in a 2 day event. They'll shoot like, you know, 10, 11, 12 under in a couple of days. And like we had one guy under par there. And he shot one.
It was
under,
windy though, right? Too.
It's windy, but like
windy up.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's tons of wind off the lake. It's like, but we have that problem where a lot of people are like, oh, it's only 65, 6,600 yards, whatever it is. Like, we're going to go back to the back tees, and it can be very, very difficult back there. It can be difficult from any tee block because some of our greens are 130 years old. It's like a really old course too. So it's not built as much. Some of the greens are they're fast. They're hard. They're hard to play. Yeah. It's really good. And we had the junior match play championships out there each year, which is a lot of fun too. So it's always like rolling a ball on concrete when those tournaments come around. It's a good time. But
yeah,
Kristen, hopefully we haven't taken up too much of your time, but thank you. Yeah. We really enjoyed this. I appreciate you kind of sharing the brand. It's nice to have the female perspective on the game as well too. It's obviously something that we don't really get enough. Glad you're kind of working with Mike Johnny. So we're going to have Mike on again in the future. Here it is up here. So go check out his stuff too, and the hack collaboration that you guys have done. Hopefully we can have you back. Like as you drop new products and stuff like that, we'd love to have you come back. And yeah. And can you kind of plug your socials and stuff like that before we go?
Yeah.
Is it
the chat you mean?
I can put them. So I'm going to put them in the show notes below, but it's just four chicks. Like you mentioned, F-O-R-E, like the golf term chicks on Instagram. And then you've got the website as well, .com, right?
Yeah. And I created a special discount code for your followers as well. So if you guys were interested in purchasing anything for your girlfriends or wives, or if you're a lady golfer listening here, you can just plug in the discount code OTS, all capital letters, and then the number 15.
Perfect.
15% off.
Nice.
Appreciate that, Kristen. Appreciate that. Yeah. No, and again, so anybody who's interested, I'll put that in the show notes as well. Perfect. And we'll have this one up in a couple of days. So
yeah. Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely. You can. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to also mention this year I started getting into running women's leagues as well. So I was doing some indoor leagues in the Ancaster area, and I'm doing a outdoor league at Century Pines just in Flamborough area this summer. So yeah, if you are a lady looking to get into golf or you're hesitant about starting golf, this is a completely fun league. Like your skill level does not matter. We just want to provide you like a fun environment to learn the game and improve your skills. So that'll be on Tuesday nights. Century Pines. We've got 30 golfers so far.
Can they message the account? Like, how do they get in touch with you to?
Yeah, so I've got that on my website under the events tab. So you can register directly there. I'm also offering like a payment plan because it is kind of a lot of money up front. So if you do want the payment plan, you can just send me an Instagram message or email us at golfapparel4chicks@gmail.com.
Perfect.
That's awesome, Chris. I really appreciate that. A couple weeks ago, even too, we had Marone from Beverly Golf and Country Club, which would be very close to where you are as well. I think I drove. Do you know Elliot? Yeah. So I kind of drove through he does the club stamping and stuff like that. I drove through the Flamborough area. So we might have some reciprocal like leftover viewers that'll hopefully check out this one from that episode. You might get some people over there. Because I'm looking at this photo and Liz looks super happy, right? So it looks like you guys are having a great time. Yeah.
Yeah. Liz was, oh my gosh, she was just the most fun human being I've ever met. Like she started my indoor league for January. And she was like, hey, I've like swung a golf club maybe once in my life. So I'm going to just come out here and try it. Like I was told to come out and try it. And as you can see in the next video, this is her literally last night and how much her swing has improved.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of her. I was like, go Liz. Like you've gotten like so much better with just your stance and the follow through. I was like, you're going to be a pro golfer soon. You're going to be out driving me.
That's awesome.
Love that.
I'm sure that's a blast watching that evolution.
It was. It made me so happy.
That's good stuff. Well, again, so if you're still with us at this point, we're going to put all of that information that we just talked about in the show notes below. You can go over and say hello to Kristen. Check it out too. And there's a promo code if you're interested. Kristen, thank you so much. This was awesome.
He's out in my ball and of course when I tee up, I lose a ball and I re-up. I miss a fairway, I probably end up in the ocean or maybe the beach. And I'm on a par 5 and I'm finna go reach it. Second was blind, I ain't see it. Feel like it might be an albatross, worst case scenario.